Welcome to the Gracefully Nested podcast, where you will find all tips and tricks about organizing, simplifying, and motherhood. I promise to keep it real and help you find grace within your home. I'm Kristen Riddell, professional organizer, coach, and mother of one. I cannot wait to help you find grace within your home. Let's get this going. Good morning. I hope everybody is doing wonderful this morning and had a great weekend. And I'm so excited to chat with you about moving and unpacking and packing because it is so, so vital whenever you are doing either when you're packing or you're unpacking to have some kind of system or rhythm so that you aren't overwhelmed with all of the things and just throwing things either in a box that you have no idea if you're going to need it in your new house or you are unpacking and just throwing it in a closet. Because I'm coming to you from experience and from moving. I can't even tell y'all how many times we've moved because my husband was in the oil field. So we moved a crap ton, and I'm glad we're not moving for a long time, for a while. I don't see that happening unless we end up building our dream house, wherever that may be. So, anywho, this is coming from someone that has moved multiple times in our 12 years of relationship. So, we moved in when we were dating, and so it's been a total of 12 years, which I think there was 5 or 6 times that we moved. I can't remember. I'm not going to count for you right now. But so I used to just pack everything. Like I used to just be like, all right, I'm not going to go through anything. I'm just going to pack it all. And whenever I move into this new place, then I will just unpack and declutter and throw away the things that I think need to be thrown away or sell the things that I think need to be sold. Which is so silly. And like now I'm like, I wasted so much of my time doing silly things like that from moving so many different times. So let this be your sign that if you're packing or unpacking, do the work up front, because in the long run, I swear you'll be so thankful and you will not regret taking that extra time before you move to just go through the random things that you no longer need. Because we all know there are things that we no longer need, but we're just putting them in a box because we're just either rushing to move or just saying, meh, I don't really have time, so I'm just not going to worry about it. I'll worry about it later. Please worry about it now. Worry about it now so that you don't have to worry about it when you get to the new house. Because listen, and I'm telling you this from experience from moving so many times, that once you move into your new home, and especially if it's a brand new house that like you've got to buy furniture for, you've got to pick out paint and you want to hang all the new stuff and all that. So you have got to take the time, just go through it before, because once you get to that new house, you're worried about what the paint color is going to be in each room. And painting, if you're painting yourself or hiring people that you just shove all of the shit in closets and you worry about it later, and then 6 months, a year, 2 years, and so on comes, and you're like, all of that crap is still in there, and what am I doing with my life? And you just have clutter everywhere, and you don't think about it every day, but it slightly haunts you, like, every now and then, or maybe every day. I mean, you never know. It's highly possible. So, if you want to just, you know, pack all the things and say you're going to do it later, all power to you, but I promise you that you're not going to, because talking to so many women on a daily basis and helping them in their homes that they're like, I moved and I just shoved all this stuff in the closet, or I haven't even opened that box in, I don't know, 5 years. We've lived here for 5 years. And once you've been in a house for more than 3 to 4 years, you just start accumulating things and you're like, how did I get all of this? And like, honestly, you really have no idea unless you're intentional about what you buy and what you store and if it has a place and if it doesn't have a place. So be intentional with what you're buying to not make your house overwhelmed from years of living in the same house. Because I was talking to my neighbors that are getting ready to move, and she and her husband were like, I just didn't realize how many, like, things we have just, like, throughout the house that apparently have been there for a while, because I haven't seen them in all these years that we've lived here. And I'm like, yep, it's the rule of thumb, like, you're supposed to move every 5 years. And I'm totally kidding, you don't need to move every 5 years, but it's a joke, because, like, people, when you stay in your house 3 to 5 plus years, then you just, like, get all these things in your house and you're like, where did this come from? Especially when you have kids, because they had 3 kids. Not every single one of them was in the house, but 2 of them were in the house. So it's just like accumulate items and you're like, why do I have this, or what the heck am I doing with this kind of thing? So I'm so proud of her, because, like, every other day, or, you know, once a week or whatever, when she's, like, in her mood of I'm getting rid of stuff, she messages me and she's like, I got rid of blah blah blah. Or I see her on, like, Facebook Marketplace and she's selling all this stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you. Because so many people don't do that before they move. They just pack it all and they say, oh well, you know, I'll use it at the new house. And 90% of the time you're not using that at your new house, because you're like, it's a new house, I want to redecorate, I don't want to use the same stuff, we probably aren't going to have the same furniture and all of that. It's like, even the freaking paperwork that you're moving, that was, like, one of my main things whenever we moved this past time from South Texas to North Texas. And I was like, why the hell did I move all of this paperwork when I'm pretty sure I didn't need more than half of it? Because when you buy a house, of course you keep that paperwork. But, like, just random things that I was like, this is ridiculous. So it just, like, the paperwork, and that is, like, a huge heavy mess unless you are, like, insanely awesome with organizing paperwork, which that is not my strong suit. I will do it for others. Me, not so much. I don't like doing it at my house. Like, that take, like, I have to be, like, in the zone and dedicated to, like, that for a couple hours, because, not a couple hours, I lie, I don't let a paper accumulate that much. Like, that would be insane. And, like, when I get the mail, I check it right away and I throw it away, because half of it is junk mail. Like, I can't stand it. It drives me nuts. And I want to call these people and be like, if you send me one more darn thing fucking knock you out. But anyways, that's beyond the point. And paperwork will be a different discussion. So, and we'll chat about that. So my thing about moving and unpacking is just to take the time before you move to just sell some clothes. Girl, make some money so that you can put it towards your new house. Like, how exciting is that? Like, and I'm so pumped because I am doing an October challenge, fall in love with your home. And it is going to be so awesome because first off, it's fall themed, and who doesn't like that? Like, I'm obsessed with fall, but I haven't got a pumpkin spice yet because I'm just not that crazy and I still am living in Texas. Never will I ever not live in Texas. But anywho, I'm just not going there yet. And you know, all power to you ladies that just have got on the pumpkin spice game, but I'm not there yet. It is way too damn hot still. And I can't do it. And I hate Starbucks. Ooh, I said it. So, yeah, y'all know that fun fact about me now. I do not like Starbucks. I do not. Anywho, hate me, you might delete my, podcast from your, everything now, right? So anyways, so it's going to be awesome. We're going to focus on falling in love with your house again, not being overwhelmed once you walk in the door, and being able to just have this calming feeling when you walk in your house and not be stressed out and overwhelmed and pissed off at your kids because they left all the things out. And because I know we all have our moments where we're just like, just kid, pick up your crap and get it together. So no judgment here. I've done it. I every now and then do it, but it has been 10 times a world of difference since I simplified and got rid of things that are not needed. So if you are interested in that challenge, it is going to be a month-long challenge, and it is in my Facebook group, Gracefully Nested Home Edition. So get your booty over there and come hang out with us, and we're going to kick some butt within your house. So, but like I said, like, let's take the time before you move all of that stuff that you no longer need and sell it, donate it, don't move it. That's all. I just don't want you to move it. And you're like, why the heck did I do this? Because that is so normal. Like, it's beyond normal that it drives me nuts that it's normal. Like, you should not be moving all of the things. You should definitely be excited to be in your new house and then be excited to go buy new stuff that you want for this new house that is so exciting, instead of being overwhelmed by why the heck did I pack this and I do not need this. Now I have to figure out what the heck I'm going to do with it, right? So I want you to focus on that if you are currently moving or unpacking. Even if you're unpacking and you're taking whatever out of the box, or you're taking it out of the storage unit or anything like that, and you're like kind of second guess or think about like, I don't like this anymore, or I don't need this anymore, do not put it in your house. Do not put it in a closet. Keep it in the box. Make you a box of, this is either going to be sold, or I'm going to make a box for donations, or I'm going to give this away to someone that I think might need it. Because there's always somebody that might need it that you may know. Or just take it right to the donation center. And if you want to make some bucks and you have a couple minutes to just like throw some things up online, then do that. You would be surprised at how much you can make from just things that are lying around your house that you don't need, but maybe someone else has been looking for that. So make some darn money. Like, why not? And either save that money or get something that you absolutely need for your house. Don't just go buy random stuff. Y'all know that that's like not my cup of tea. Be intentional about what you're purchasing. So I hope that this is helpful, and I hope that you don't just throw all the things in the box and move it and then be pissed at yourself that you moved it. Let's avoid that. So I hope that this was helpful. And if this has been helpful, then share it. I would love for you to share this with your friends that you know that are about to move, that are either moving or unpacking, and it'll be just great for everyone to hear, especially if they're in those areas of life, or they're maybe soon to be in those areas of life. So yeah, I'm pumped up, and don't forget about the October Fall in Love with Your Home challenge that is coming up, and I will spill the beans more on that. But get into that group, because that's where so many things are shared, and I share literally all the things there. So head on over, and I cannot wait to chit chat with you. All right. Have a great rest of your week.